Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday. A Medal of Honor Monday, and that's going to be a roaring good time. Which is good because, man alive, there has been a lot we have to deal with tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. We are all over the place. It's going to be fun and horrible and then fun and horrible again, but then more fun. You know, kind of like the norm around here. One, I just want to say right off the bat, we are monitoring. That's what you're supposed to say when you're a journalist like me, Chris.
It's journalist.
Stop. We are monitoring the situation in Ohio. If you're not following it, if you're just tuning in, a gigantic metal manufacturing plant. There was an explosion. People are burned. I'm not going to get into the minutiae. Don't look for a running update every 5 minutes on the show. Just tracking it. Oh, we got our fourth. Confirmed it. We don't do that here. That's disgusting, despicable stuff. Say a prayer for the people of Ohio. Say a prayer for everybody right now. And look, we are going to dig into this a little bit more in the show. Trains, food processing plants, pipelines, manufacturing plants. A lot is going wrong right now. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about it a little bit in the show. Trump, we're going to talk a little bit about Trump tonight. He's visiting East Palestine. Bank of America levels a scary warning out there. Department of Defense focused on diversity. Don Lemon looks like he's probably going to get fired. The U.S. government is horrible. We were going to have a national divorce. Funny emails and all that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But first, I want to get here because there is something going on in this country right now that I find fascinating, horrible, but fascinating. And as per usual, as I look at it, I wonder why. I've always found the why to be most interesting. Not the who, not the anything else. What's going on? Why is this the case? Well, here's what I find fascinating. I don't know how we got here. I think I have some theories, which we're going to go over in a moment. And I have some theories on how we get it back. But we have currently in this country a situation where both political parties, certainly the leadership of both political parties, are completely divorced from what the American people care about. Now, hold on. Let's pause for a second, because maybe you're rolling your eyes, and that would be appropriate, and saying, oh, gosh, Jesse, don't be naive. Don't be such a child. The powerful people are never concerned about the same things the unpowerful people are, or the voters are, or whatever way you want to put it. But let me correct you in this. In America, in countries where we have elections, really any country where you have elections, it's true politicians oftentimes don't care about the things the voters care about, but they always act like they do. That's important. You're a politician in America. You have to become a weapons-grade liar and act like you care about something. Chris, do you have that whitest kids you know skit again? We're going to play that again for you right now. One, because I haven't played it in ages. Two, it's the funniest freaking skit ever. But three, it's so true. This is a comedy group called The Whitest Kids You Know. The lead guy actually died, which is sad. But they did what I think is the funniest and greatest campaign parody any ever. It is a parody of a commercial for a politician in America. And I understand as we talk about these things and the why and why don't they know? Why don't they connect with us? Why are they acting? I understand that it's always been this way. I understand that we're used to, well, this.
I'm Clint Webb, and I'm running for Senate. I have a short cropped haircut, a pretty enough yet accessible looking wife, and a newborn baby that I've dressed in a suit to prove to you that I mean business. For the last 15 years, I've lived my life in such a bland, uncontroversial, and repressed manner that it's almost unnatural. Why? Because I've been preparing to be your representative since I was a child. Most well-adjusted, sane men would be hesitant to take a job where their decisions would so drastically affect the lives of so many. But not me. I possess a sort of sociopathic narcissism that makes me think that I should be in charge of everyone. But all of that needs to start here at home, in this beautiful state that I've grown to love since I moved here 18 months ago. Together, we can piggyback some of our state's legitimate needs onto my unquenchable lust for self-glorification. And that's a promise.
Here's an unflattering picture of my opponent. Here's a quote of his taken out of context.
Oh, and one more thing. I have a dog. I enlisted in the military for the minimum amount of time in a position that would never see combat. Why? Well, because it would help me be your senator. I don't make friends. I make acquaintances.
All of my motives are ulterior. I'm self-involved to the point of psychosis. My soul is terrifying.
And that's leadership. So this November, let's send Washington a message.
And what is that message? Hey, me.
Okay, I got it. I figured we needed the funny. So I know they're always divorced from what we want. I get that. That's the norm. But they do pretend. They have always felt the need to pretend, which brings me to the story of today and a story that's been going on for almost a year now and something I can't quite put my finger on, but I think I have it, and I think the answer is terrifying if you just walk with me. The politicians today, Democrats, Republicans, both parties, they have acted consistently for the last year as if Russia, Ukraine, I don't care what you think about it, is the most important thing in the world. And it's not as if they've said it once or twice. From Mitch McConnell to Joe Biden to leaders, it doesn't matter. They all act like it's the most important thing in the world. But if you were right now to go down to the local mall or the local Red Lobster or people walking down the sidewalk and you were to tap 10 people on the street and ask them, give me your top five issues that matter to you in your life, you would go forever until you talk to somebody who brought up Russia or Ukraine. It is something that is almost completely divorced from the American psyche. And yet the leaders of not just Democrats, not just Joe Biden, both parties speak like this.
The Ukrainian people are courageous and innocent, and they deserve our help. President Zelensky is an inspiring leader, but the most basic reasons for continuing to help Ukraine degrade and defeat the Russian invaders are cold, hard, practical American interests.
Not one person. How many people do you think you would have to talk to before you got to a single American? Again, I'm not even talking left, right, middle. Before you could talk to a single American who told you that that was the number one thing going on in their life right now. And I'm not downplaying the fact it matters, by the way. But it's barely cracking people's top tens. And yet both political parties are so committed to it. They act as if there is nothing else. Joe Biden today, while he was pledging $500 million more of your dollars, was out there today saying things like this, visiting Ukraine.
We build a coalition of nations from the Atlantic to the Pacific. NATO to the and the Atlantic. Japan and the Pacific. I mean, across the world.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. But that's not really the money one. You want to really bring the point home? Let me read this headline real quick first. Cincinnati cuts off water from the Ohio River after the train derailment. The train derailment has so poisoned the river, an entire major American city has cut off water to it. Let's go to the American president to hear what he thinks.
They'll deliver much needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket.
We're paying Ukrainian pensions? There's an entire town in Ohio with poison in the air, poison in the water. We're paying Ukrainian pensions? Again, I'm looking at headline after headline after headline. Bank of America warns no landing scenario. could clobber the stocks later this year. Again, let's go back to the American president.
And to deliver much-needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket.
We're paying Ukrainian pensions while our economy is driving towards a cliff. By the way, did you happen to call Oxford Gold Group yet? Got this email. I have finally invested in Oxford Gold. Nothing but kindness and respect from them in all my transactions. Best of all, a sense of security with my retirement. Thanks, my husband and I love the show. Email after email, and this is why I love them. Not a bunch of used car salesmen. Please protect your wealth. We are heading towards a cliff. These people are not going to stop blowing our money in every place on the planet. Financially, protect yourself. Gold and silver. Either get the physical and or get the portfolio protection plan. Get it in your 401k or IRA. They will help you, and they're totally chill about it. Tell them I told you to call. They'll take care of you. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. But I'm not done yet, by the way. Why? How did we get to a place where the priorities of everyone in the government are totally different than yours and mine? We'll explain in a minute.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Don't carry me too far away.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I saw someone get shot in the face today. Now, hold on. I wasn't in person. I saw a video of it. Some shop owner in Queens. Dude walks in. Chris, did you see this? Now, hold on. Remember, kids, don't. Hold on. Ask your parents first, please. It's all over the internet. No, the guy's alive. I wouldn't be pointing you towards a death video. That's what's so amazing about it. Dude walks in. Don't quote me on Queens, by the way. I don't do research for the show. I don't remember where it was, but it's in New York City somewhere. Dude walks in, shoots him in the face, and the guy lays down, but he's alive. And then the dude walks out. He shot him in the face with like a handgun, walks out and comes back in with some fully automatic weapon and just sticks it over the counter and starts blasting away. The dude is so fine. He gets up when the guy leaves and just picks up the phone and calls a cop. You see him sitting there with blood coming out of his face calling the cops. It was awesome. No, I mean, it was scary and tragic and all that stuff, but still, what a beast. Anyway, back to our story. Quit. That guy can play for me anytime. Anyway, why did this happen? How did this happen? How is it that both political parties have decided there's an issue out there that is the most important issue? It deserves the majority of our attention. It deserves the majority of our money. And yet this is not an issue that you prioritize, the Russia-Ukraine thing. Even if you care a lot about Ukraine winning, or Russia winning, I guess, who knows which side you fall on. Even if you care a lot about it, it's not on your top five. It's a nobody's top five. And yet, remember that one last bill where they voted for it in the Senate? It was about Ukraine. You remember what the vote was? 99-1. Universal. Universal. But you don't care. And they're acting like you do.
And there are a few isolationist voices in Congress, in both parties.
Yeah.
But I think to sum it up, you've got the Speaker of the House, the Republican leader of the Senate, the leaders of all the national security committees, all of us supporting this war.
I actually want to applaud Mitch McConnell for that because he summed it up nicely. Well, why? I don't know what the big deal is. You have the leaders of both parties. We're all in on it. What's the problem? Here's why, though. This is the reason for the disconnect. This is what I think. The Washington politicians have spent many, many, many years and many, many, many dollars trying to do one thing. And that one thing has not been to try to serve you, to serve your interests, to make your life better. The politicians in Washington have spent many, 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 many years trying to figure out how to divorce your disdain for them from the voting process. They have tried to separate the will of the people from their job security, because that's really the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is, I would like this job, but I don't want to have to actually do anything anybody wants. I'm going to do whatever I want and whatever makes me money and whatever helps me gain influence. But if I do that, you might vote me out. Huh. So what's the solution? I can either A, do what you want, or I can B, figure out a way to divorce your will from my job security. I think I'll choose option two. That is what has happened in this country. And that's why we see the leadership of this nation marching us headlong into something. Again, I don't care how you're invested in this. They're marching us headlong into something you don't care about. You have a job, kids, egg prices, oil prices. You want to know, are we under attack? Our food processing centers, our trains. We have a southern border being flooded. You are 15% poorer now, at least. By the way, those are lying numbers. You are 15% poorer now than you were 2 years ago. We have problem after problem after problem after problem. And yet the leaders of both political parties only care about Ukraine. The reason is, we stopped making them pay for it. There was a story one time. It's a James Madison story. It's a fascinating story. I'm not going to go into the details of the story, but just know that there was this terrible fire, Foggy Bottom, but it doesn't matter. There was this terrible fire, and immediately it came up. Hey, we should pass some federal funding to help fight this fire. Now, that's something that would pass today almost immediately. It was flatly rejected back then. And when one of the politicians was asked, why'd you do this? Why didn't you reject the funding? He said, are you kidding me? If I voted for funding for Washington, D.C. when I'm from Tennessee, I would be voted out of office immediately. The people would go down to the polls and they would vote me all out of office because I overstepped my bounds and the authority of my office. Our leaders are divorced from us because we divorced ourselves from them. And as soon as we did that, we lost. But it's not all gone. It's not all over. We can get it back, but it's going to take something. We're going to have to do something to stop this. Are we willing and ready? I'll tell you what that is in a second. Before we get to what we have to do, let's get to getting hot. You know, I get hot a lot. I can't help what, Chris? I don't mean like that. Why don't you grow up, Chris? Although, I mean, I can't help being hot. What? Anyway, I get hot a lot. I sweat sometimes. Now, not during the day. I'm not walking around with sweaty armpits and stuff like that. I use deodorant. But sometimes at night, if I get my covers on me or something like that, I wake up and I'm all sweaty. And is there anything worse than waking up sweaty? I swear it gives me PTSD from waking up in Iraq with the flies on my face. And it was terrible. When MyPillow came out with MyPillow 2.0 and I saw it had temperature regulating thread, I looked up and I saw the heavens open and I heard the angels singing, because now my head doesn't have to sweat at night anymore. They're buy one, get one free right now. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Jesse and get your MyPillow 2.0, the new and improved buy one, get one free. Or you can call 800-845-0544. So how do we get it back? How do we get back to where we should be? Hang on.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to Trump visiting East Palestine here in a minute. I think it's a brilliant move. We're going to get to that. Don Lemon's on his way out at CNN. So much more. Trust in institutions is back in the news. Boy, that's really back in the news. We'll get to that here in a few. Before we get to these things, though, just to wrap up a point. Remember, we got Medal of Honor Monday coming up about a half hour from now. To wrap up a point, our leaders now, all of them, they're totally divorced from us. Totally divorced from us. You're sitting there. You're looking at $13 for a dozen eggs. $13 for a dozen eggs. The president of the United States of America, while you're sitting in the grocery store sobbing because you have to buy less than you did before. Your family can't eat as well as they did before. The money isn't coming in. While you're going through that, this is the American president.
And to deliver much-needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket.
We stopped caring. How? How does this happen? How did we end up like this? How did we end up like this? I get this all the time. Why did we end up like this? We, the American people, we stopped caring. Now, this is a hard conversation to have because it doesn't necessarily, it doesn't apply to you. You care. You're sitting here listening to me. You vote. You care. You probably knock on doors. Maybe you donate money. Maybe you donate your time. Whatever you do, you care. You wake up every single day. You get invested in the issues. You listen to things. You care. So it doesn't apply to you. But not enough of us care. We're going to spend some time here tonight, so I might as well bring it up again, back to our 100-person village again. If we wake up in the 100-person village, because remember, it's all about percentages. If we wake up every single day in the 100-person village and 80 of the 100 people are just like you, they're just like me, they care, they're invested in the village, they love the village, they're invested in the issues, they're knowledgeable about things, they're boned up on everything. And the next time there's an election and we're going to vote on our tribal chief and all these other things, you bet I'll be there and I'll be armed with all the information and I care enough to come make sure he was kind of a piece of trash, he's voted out, or I love him, I'm supporting him, or I care enough to run for... That's already you. If that's 80 of us in the 100-person village, we're gravy, baby. But the point is, and this is a little bit dark, but look, it's true. The point is we wake up every single day. And we're not in a 100-person village where 80 of us care. We're in a 100-person village where 5 of us care. And we simply can't compete with those numbers. Oh, there's plenty of people in the village who hate the village and want it burnt down. But they're not really the big problem. And they're a problem. And they're seizing power. That's a big issue. The problem is there are 60 or 70 of us in the village. Oh, we all kind of like living there, but it's just you, me, and a couple other guys who actually are invested enough to take time for it, to take time with it. The rest of the country simply doesn't. They just don't. And we can make all the excuses in the world for ourselves, but time don't lie. I'll tell you, you want to hear something? This is something that I did before, and I still now feel guilty about whenever I bring it up. So if I'm feeling it, you might as well feel it. Look, no, I just think it's something healthy for us all to hear. I had a guy tell me one time. He said, Jesse, tell me what you care about. Tell me about the things you care about in your life. Okay? And I went through my list of, this is my priority, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, work, family, all that stuff, you know. He said, okay, show me your bank statement. I said, what? He said, show me your bank statement. What's that got to do with anything? He said, well, you told me what you say you care about, but I want to see what you really do care about. Because your bank statement will tell me Where do you spend your time? And he said, if there was a statement, this one really hit home. He said, if there was a statement for this, I'd ask to see this. He asked, that was about where you spend your money. He said, the real question is, where do you spend your time? Oh, you love your kids? Oh, that's great news. And look, I understand if you have a job, you got to spend more time at work than you do with the kids. He said, oh, you love your kids? Cool. When you get home from work, if your kids are still up, how much time do you spend with your kids versus watching TV or reading a book or something else? He said, because if the answer is you spend 12 hours a day reading, watching TV, doing whatever, and 8 hours a day with your kids, but you told me you care about your kids, you didn't tell me you cared about watching TV, you actually lied. There are a lot of people in the United States of America right now who are going to stand shoulder to shoulder with you the next time there's a July 4th parade. I guess I shouldn't say the next time. I guess it's probably coming around, July 4th, Independence Day. The next time there's an Independence Day parade, there are a lot of people who are going to stand shoulder to shoulder with you. They're going to cheer as the parade floats by. Look at that. Look at how American he is. When the jets fly over, they're going to look up and go, wow, that's cool. Did you see that? When they sing the national anthem at the ball game, they're going to stand up right by you and they're going to take their hat off like you should. By the way, take your freaking hat off for the national anthem. Anyway, they're going to take their hat off just like you. They're going to put their hand over your heart. And you know what else is? There at the end of the song, when that crescendo happens, the time that I frankly get a little misty sometimes and you get a little misty and you're like, no, I don't cry, Chris. Okay, I said misty. I didn't say tears. I said misty. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, but when you get a little misty during the national anthem next time, they'll be right there beside you looking with pride and you're thinking, yeah, we love America, don't we? You and me, buddy, couple of America lovers. And I'm actually not discounting the fact that they love America. They do. They do. They really do. They just don't love it enough to take any time with it. No. I love my kids, man. I love them. They're the best. They're super funny. I love them. I'm not going to spend all day with them. Gosh, there's a new show on Netflix. I need to invest 6-7 hours with that. No, I love the kids. I love the kids. But there's still Netflix. I love Netflix, too. That's the American citizen now. That's how we got to a place now where both political parties will routinely, openly push things that you don't know a single person who cares about it. And yet they push it and say it's the most important thing in the world. We got here because we got complacent. And we look at our money, we look at our time now, and we spend it on everything except for these scumbags who run the country, making sure they're gone for good. That's what we don't do. And again, I'm preaching to the choir, so I'm not talking to you. You already do this. But our normie neighbors, they're killing us, man. All right, enough. Let's talk about natural disasters, man-made disasters, East Palestine, and trust. Trust is an interesting question, isn't it? We're gonna have a little conversation, a little Q&A about trust. Now, let me ask you, right now, if you're walking down the sidewalk in Manhattan, and an evil human being comes up to you with a machete and he wants to hurt you with it, do you trust you could stop him? How much trust do you have? And I didn't say, well, Jesse, let me run home and grab my shotgun first. No, I said, right now, as you hear the sound of my voice, could you stop a very deranged, very violent human being? Could you stop him from chopping your head off with a machete? Could your daughter? You sent her off to college. Could she stop that guy with a machete? Because he's out there. Buy a hero gun, please. Or a hero arrow. Hero arrow's a little smaller. It's got that pepper gel to it. The hero gun shoots pepper balls. Look, they're both incredible. It just depends on which size and shape you want. Hero arrow's a little smaller. You don't need a concealed carry permit. It's non-lethal. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Protect yourself. Hero2020.com, code Jesse.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're just like 10 minutes away from a Medal of Honor Monday, and it's going to be glorious. And we have all kinds of stuff. I mean, they're cutting off water. They're cutting off water from the Ohio River major cities. So we're definitely going to dig into that. We're going to talk about trust and a mental health crisis and where that's coming from in this country. We have emails. Oh, you know, we get to get to a couple emails before I get to one more final thing about how we're not committed. We're not really truly committed enough as a nation. Not you, but as a nation. Hi, Jesse. I used to listen to you every day in my car, but since you've changed stations, I can't get you to come through static-free on the radio. It's been a major bummer, especially when my 14-year-old daughter asks, why aren't we listening to that guy who likes to speak his mind anymore? Now, that's funny. But honestly, it stinks. Listen. If you can't listen to the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show in clarity, because I would never want to deny anybody, what, Chris? The sultry sounds of my voice. I have great news for you. You can just read my thoughts when you buy the book, Anti-Communist Manifesto, at jessekellybook.com. What, Chris? jessekellybook.com. Go pre-order the book now. No, I'm just kidding. Download the podcast. Jesse, on a recent trip, I had to make several pee stops. That's probably a little bit more information than I needed. Anyway, the guy said at each one, I was confronted with a classic dilemma. Which urinal out of the four possibilities? At each opportunity, my mind immediately snapped to you with one question. Which urinal would Jesse pick and why? Well, you know what? We're going to pause on World War III and institutions and things like that for a moment. Let's go to the important issue. The urinals. Fellas, Chris, what? We're going to tackle the important issues on the show. The menu whisperer is taking a little detour, Chris. Now, how do I make this assessment on the urinals? One, let's keep in mind, I'm 6'8". Now, how's that come into play? Because many, many, many bathrooms, I would argue most bathrooms today, they have a bunch of normal height urinals, but they also have one that's made for children or Japanese people. No, I'm quit, Chris. It's a joke. No, I'm serious. They have a short urinal. Now, automatically, if it's not, you know, unless it's the only one left, and I've really got to go, the short one's eliminated. All right, so whoop, whoop, short one's eliminated. I'm too tall, too much of a chance for splashback, gone. Then we have to consider this. Who else is in the bathroom? Are there other dudes in the bathroom? And let me just clarify something, fellas. And I shouldn't have to say this, but America has a fatherhood crisis. So that's why I have to be America's daddy sometimes. Fellas, it's not just that you need to have a one-stall buffer zone, if it's possible. I realize that the game and Subway, sometimes it's not possible. You got to go. You got to stand beside someone. But if you have options, there's always at least a one-stall buffer zone. And that brings me to another thing. If you have to go right next door, or you do have the one-stall buffers, whatever the case may be, we're not talking. I'm not going to tell you about my day. I don't want to discuss the game if we happen. Oh, did you see what the Giants just did? No. I have my hands a place that I don't want to talk about. You have your hands a place we don't want to talk about. Both of us are just flapping in the breeze. We will discuss whatever you want to discuss once everything has been put back in the appropriate compartment. Understood? We're not talking while we pee. Now, that brings me to something else. And this is the part of it that's been overlooked. Two different things. One, the condition of the floor in front of it. I don't know what's wrong with a lot of you guys. I don't understand whether you're not watching. I don't understand whether, I don't know, maybe you're just a bad shot. Maybe your eyes are going bad. How is it possible to get that volume of pee on the floor instead of in the urinal? What are we doing? What are we doing? It's right there. It's a huge urinal. It's not like they're asking you to pee in a little thimble. It's this huge urinal. Are we having, I don't know. It looks like Michael J. Fox tried to pee in the urinal the entire time. You can't do that. One, two, and this part is really, really important. And pay attention. It's not just a one-stall buffer between you and the other guy. It's a maximum stall buffer between you and the other guy. Wherever he is, you get as far away from him as humanly possible. And again, I get it. If this is at the New York Giants game, that's not possible. You're going to be stuck in there side by side. Some drunk idiot's going to be puking beside you. You're going to want to get... I get it. But if it's just, say, you, one other guy, four or five stalls in there, which stall do you pick? You pick the stall that is furthest away. All right? Yeah. I hate to... Chris, I didn't want to have to do that. I didn't want to have to do that tonight. But someone has to help America. And that somebody is me. All right? That somebody is me. Now, I'm going to help America with something else here. I saw... You know what? It would probably be better if I read it. I saw this today from a doctor who does abortions. And this is what she said. Quote, abortion care is still legal. We're doing everything we can to keep it that way. Abortion is moral, common, and it isn't going away. Neither are we. And she has a picture posted of herself with one of the, I don't even know what to say, weapons, instruments, one of the things they use to kill the child. I saw that and I thought to myself, thank God there is a counter to that, because I don't want to heal the divide with that. I want to be separated. I am glad preborn is out there stepping in between that monster and a scared young lady and just offering that young lady options. I love it. I just love how they do it. Just offering her options. Hey. Yeah, no, I know you know. I know you're seeking out an abortion. I know. What if we just gave you a free ultrasound? It's free. No charge to her. Come on in. Let's give you a free ultrasound. And that mother lays down and a miracle happens. And this is the vast majority of the time. You realize this when they hear the heartbeat. If you can get them in there for the ultrasound, they choose life. There's something from God about it. You can't convince yourself it's a clump of cells when you're listening to that heartbeat of your baby. You instantly become a mother. That's how it happens. $28. That's what it costs preborn to give that young lady the ultrasound free of charge. Let's help them. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and help them today. $28. $140 gets five of them. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Now, it's Medal of Honor Monday time. Then trust in the institutions after Ohio. Hang on.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.